I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Telluride Film Festival prides itself on showing significant old films along with new ones, so this year's world premieres included a newly restored version of Battle of the Century. It's a Laurel and Hardy short from 1927, and legendary for the number of custard pies thrown, 3,000 of them in an epic climax. The man responsible for restoring this long-lost treasure was a restoration expert and zestful showman named Serge Bromberg. "There are a lot of funny films at Telluride this year," Bromberg said. "I took that to be irony, not generosity." The truth is, funny films are in short supply these days, with pie throwers being less common than bomb throwers. Still, there was one comic standout at Telluride, a film from France called Marguerite. It's set in the 1920s with a wider emotional spectrum than anything else in the festival. Catherine Frott is both hilarious and heartbreaking as the heroine of the title. She's a wealthy aristocrat who fancies herself an opera diva, even though her voice is ghastly enough to shatter crystal. The film is loosely based on the life of Florence Foster Jenkins, an American socialite of similarly talent-free devotion, whose concerts made her an object of affection as well as derision. An American film currently titled Florence Foster Jenkins will star Meryl Streep in the title role. There are many dangers in a subject like this. Marguerite might have viewed its heroine with a kind of indulgent condescension. It doesn't, though. It sees her as a lover of life and the arts, someone whose delusion is far exceeded by her heedless passion. Powerful performances were in copious supply, sometimes in films that deserved them, sometimes not, and more often than not in films about or dominated by women. Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara are superb as lesbian lovers in Carol. That's a Todd Haynes film that's set in the early 1950s, when such relationships were beyond the pale. Here's an instance in which performances, plus a gorgeous evocation of the period, down to a sleek Packard sedan that evokes the contours of Cate Blanchett's face, almost compensate, though not quite, for a lack of dramatic urgency. Since Black Mass will be opening commercially next week, I'll limit my comments on Scott Cooper's remarkable and violent biopic about James Whitey Bulger, the peerlessly murderous South Boston mob boss who was also an informant for the FBI. Suffice it to say for now that Johnny Depp is phenomenal in the central role and that Joel Edgerton is equally so as John Connolly, the FBI agent who is no less corrupt than the criminally handled. And I can't resist adding that for at least a decade, Whitey Bulger was my down-the-block neighbor on 3rd Street in Santa Monica. A gray-haired guy who called himself Charlie and, just like me, walked his dog in Palisades Park. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.